I am with
Simone Riccio.
Just tell me how you got involved with No Fit State Circus.
Well, I was working at the time with my girlfriend. We had a show together. We were just finished our tour, European tour, and we passed by with our caravan and my van to Toulouse, and we saw the postcard say, "Ah, No Fit State Circus Immortal." And I remember that there was some friend of mine working in there. I thought, what a better idea to come and visit them. So there you go. We go there without telling anybody. The friend was Marcella and Natalia. And we knock at the door of their fencing, their side. And everyone welcomed us. And it was just a really a great surprise to see the... That we were finding a lot of new faces with a lot of desire to be together, to do things together, and we get involved straight away. We perform actually with them, doing fire and a hula hoop in the football field next to the side. And from then on, I start to get some always more interesting about what they were doing, because for me, No Fit State Circus, it's very different from the rest of the circus I know.
So what happened next?
What happened next, it was that coincidence once that there was an audition for their new show, because at the time they were playing Immortal, and that was the last year tour of Immortal, and they were about to get the cast for Taboo, the new production. And Taboo had his audition in Cardiff just 2 weeks after we were there in Toulouse. So we drove, basically, me, my girlfriend, and another friend. We drove from Toulouse to Cardiff, although we were there with No Fit State, so they know us. So we were thinking, well, what the kind of audition is this? We know them, but we have to meet finally Firenze, the director. We had to see their houses in Cardiff. It was important for us to go there. So we drove the from Toulouse to Cardiff, and then we come back to Toulouse, and we performed there in the cabaret that was the end of their tour. And that's there you go. And then they like my wheel, and they ask me many questions before they say if I could work with them or not, about if I could do a wheel on the bridge, if I could do the wheel maybe on fire, many different kind of questions, which I was like saying yes to all of their questions just because I want to work with them, to be honest. And also because I know I could deal with new stuff, with creative stuff. This is what I'm doing. It's the things I think I'm stronger in, and to deal with things I don't know and create any way something with it.
So what happened next? You were offered the job and came to a wet field in Newport.
Exactly. The memory.
True initiation into the circus, a field full of mud.
Exactly, the mud. The mud is, if any, even now, because I'm coming from the south of Europe, and I don't have so many memory of mud. For me, I'm not used to wet. Everything is dry. So, well, yes, we go and we go to Welsh to do our rehearsal for this show. And it was full of mud everywhere. You couldn't go out from your caravan to the tent without a welly and without walking really slowly, because your feet would stick on the floor. And it was so funny, because now, after 10 years, anytime I see the mud, I remember that scene. Anytime. So yes, then beside this little funny inconvenience, we were actually having a trip, the whole company together, locked it into this tent for more than 10 hours a day, and but happy to be there, even if maybe you couldn't see that we were happy, maybe because we were all new in this journey, so we were making so much question to ourselves. But we were really into it. The company was amazingly tight, I believe, from the beginning on. I don't know if I'm wrong, but that's what I feel. Yeah. It's a tight company from the beginning.
It was good, and it was hard, those rehearsals in Newport, and I don't think we even finished the show before we went on tour, did we?
Yeah,
we did the opening night, and we only played the first half. So
I think that's correct. In fact, as far as I remember, the show for the first year changed a lot, developed many times. But I think this is part of their concept that you can bring something up, but you can still be open to changes if you feel that, because I believe that they were coming from street show, they were coming from doing you guys were coming from doing things with the people, and the show is a promenade show, so you can feel it when it's working, when it's not, very well. So it's no point to don't change things, to not add, to don't swap, and whatever it is.
What's your favorite memory of being on tour with No Fit State?
I love to be on tour with No Fit State. I mean, I am now in a way just visiting, but I feel like I am in my family, I am in my house. So there are many things I like it. I learned so much from No Fit State that I could never be thankful enough, because living in this way, it's what I always try not to do it, but I felt a bit lonely sometimes, but here I found a community, a family, someone that that really make me feel welcome. So I think there is no one event, maybe we can shuffle in my memory some event, but it's a general feeling here.
What about a really bad day at the circus? Do you remember any really bad days?
I remember there was not a really bad day, but I remember something very beautiful happened, which wasn't beautiful. Basically, we were loading the truck, the blue truck, which was where all the set of the show was going to go, and it was in Brighton, as far as I remember, and a storm came in with the wind that I haven't seen in my whole life, so strong. But the fact that freaked me out most, it wasn't the wind, the rain, but the fact that my boss in charge of the truck, Marco, he wouldn't care. It was just a normal condition, and he carried on working as nothing would happen, and so do I, because why not? I mean, we have to load this truck, and that was for me one of the most horrible and beautiful experiences at the same time.
Yeah. So where did you go with the circus? Do you remember where the tour went?
Yeah, of course. We tour a lot in France. The first year we tour a lot in Britain. I guess also because No Fit State wanted to show the show in, to the country, I guess. I don't know.
Also because we were funded by the Arts Council.
Exactly.
To make the show, and with the saying that we would work a little bit in Britain.
Okay.
Before.
So the first year was a lot in Britain, which for me wasn't that bad, because I lived in London, but I didn't know so much the rest of Britain, and it was quite nice to see all the we play in little village sometimes, and it was quite interesting to meet all these locals and to see that in a way we were always welcome, even if we look like a bunch of strange mad people arriving with the 40 caravan and trucks. We were quite welcome everywhere. That was quite surprisingly good. And then the next year we went to tour in Europe, and it became more exciting, maybe. Also, we did know much better how to do the show. We were quite independent from the second year on. Firenze, we did follow us for the whole term, but it was a moment after the second year where we were quite self-efficient, with the company, I mean, all of us, and that was quite good. So we toured in such amazing festival, and for me it was the first time I've been in Avignon and in Edinburgh, and it was quite nice to go there with No Fit State and come as a bomb into this festival, and not coming as a visitor, but coming as a I don't know, you could notice everywhere we were going. You could see the Novitiate arrive into the town. It was a very beautiful feeling. Kind of feeling that I still have it now, which I'm not really involved. I still feel it now. Like I can feel that the doors are opening if I let it go. Novitiate is a good vibe, so people feel it, this one, and doors are opening quite easily with Novitiate.
That's good. So you did the 3 years of Taboo, and then you were in Labyrinth, Eden.
Yeah, that was in Labyrinth, which it was quite of an experience being involved in Labyrinth, because I went there after working with many other performers together, and I went there without knowing so much, so well, what I'm going to be, and end up to do basically a whole show on my own.
outside the
cafe of the Eden Project, which it was an amazing experience in a way, because from one day to the in another I built basically an whole world which I'm still following now. Basically now I'm working a lot with my show, and it's been probably possible also thanks this kick happened in Labyrinth, where in the beginning I wasn't so happy to work outside the coffee on my own. I missed to be with the other people. I felt a bit left behind from the company. But also I was realizing that the company was giving me a big responsibility, and I didn't want to fail to this responsibility, and I believe I didn't fail. It was an excellent time.
And afterwards, you pursued the, you know, as we struggle with this as directors, because we get to love the people that we're working with, but we have to change the material in the show when we make a new show, so we always have to recast and lose some people as we move forward. But you know, after Novitiate, what, you stayed involved with the company and went on your own journey with that solo material, and
which was great. And still now I am feeling that we are close to each other in a certain way. The Novitiate support me as well when I was doing a theater show with in many ways. They give me material, they give me a lot of kind of helps, they give me possible residence space, and they are still doing it now. I just had a conversation with Tom yesterday about the fact that I should come there to build stuff in my truck, because at the moment I'm using the truck in my show. So Tom was so nice to say, why, you should use the workshop, we should use, and I was like, yeah, that's very kind of you, because if I could use your workshop, I got plenty of possibility more to let it go, my creativity, and that's amazing. That's more maybe than what you could expect. Maybe it's more than just.
Well, we like to feel that when people make a commitment to us, even if it's for a short time, that we can make some commitment back. Mm. And as a company that's bigger than most. Mm. And also, I think we came from a background of being able to, of loads of people helping us to do stuff when we were starting. And so we've maintained that ethos of really wanting to help other people when they're starting off, whether that, you know, if they've been with us or trained with us or a part of our community, and we can't employ them anymore for one reason or another, then we'll try and support them.
Which I think it's part of the reason why Novitiate is always better, getting always better, because it is not just one thing, Novitiate. It is as well a little world where a lot of things going around it's also a way to see the life in a different eye, with different eyes, and so if you approach to them with an open mind, you can be sure that you will find something, because the core of Nofi State, it is an open mind core. They like to hear from you ideas, dreams, project. Maybe it wouldn't be possible to do all of this stuff, but it might be a reason to find something else after, something even better than what you expected before. I don't know.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to say before we finish the interview?
No, I don't know. I could talk a little bit more about Nofi State, because it's been in my life quite much. Right? It's a funny thing, because while I was working with Nofi State, my parents come to
be your mum and dad come into the shows.
They actually send their love to the company. They asked me to tell you guys, and the things it was. It was quite beautiful, because when they were coming, they could see me really happy. They could see, they could get really easily fascinated by all of this, and that was a big things in our life. I mean,
yeah, and when parents think you're making a bad decision with your career,
yeah. And then they realize that it actually was the best decision you could ever done it in your life.
Yeah.
And they're still now actually they were the one that say you shouldn't lose contact with them. And I was like, don't worry about it. I will never lose contact with them, because it's gonna be very difficult to lose contact with them. It's
Okay, we're terminating the interview. Thanks, Simone.
Yeah, thank you, Alan William.